Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
It's not normal.
It's just wrong.
What? It's not normal.
This is disturbing.
Game over.
Planet X, Nibiru, megaquakes, nuclear war, martial law, new world order, FEMA camps, guillotines, aliens, UFOs, fallen angels, Anunnaki. Their Earth will never be the same again. And at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered. Everyone who is found written in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I just can't take any more. This is exactly how I feel about monitoring the things that are happening over in the Middle East, especially, you know, with a Draco reptilian in the Oval Office. It's just enough to make you feel like... All right, so anyways, makes me feel better, you know, to hear, whatever. So I got fortunate. Last night I tried to do a radio show, which I sent out an email, and I suppose I have no idea how many people got it. I don't have any statistics or any kind of reporting information like I used to get from Blog Talk Radio. I still to this day miss that service very much. I wish they could have pulled it off, or somebody would have bought them out or whatever. But if somebody would have bought them out, it would have been a Google or somebody like that. And then of course Google's like totally CIA. As a matter of fact, almost everything is CIA. Anyway, so I've been seeing. I just want to start out by saying that last night everything just blew up on me. A lot of us are under some pretty heavy attack. Those of us who are spiritual warfare oriented Christians, and understand those things well and practice those things like house cleanings, property protection, using the name of Jesus against storms so that they don't do damage on your property, that kind of stuff. That when you're a spiritual warfare oriented type of a Christian, and that's how you live your life, you know people will say, well, you know, you're just one of those people that, you know, there's a demon on every doorknob kind of person. And you know what, in reality, when I've listened to the testimonies of people that have had the veil removed in hospitals or wherever, in different places, but oftentimes it happens in a hospital. What happens is the testimony that you get is that the individual who had the veil removed in the hospital starts to scream at the top of their lungs because now they're able to see all the demons in the hospital, the ones that are up on the counter, the ones that are over in the chairs, the ones that are hanging on the nurses' backs and all this other stuff, and they freak and they start to kind of thing, you know. And so, you know, it's funny because people that don't understand spiritual warfare at all, or don't practice it, or don't read any books on it, don't take no study on it, don't understand how it works, they're the ones who roll their eyes and like, oh, you're just one of those demons on every doorknob type of a person. when you really know how it works and you've been trained, and I can tell you that right behind me I have a, I think it's about a 6-DVD set. One of them is a 4-DVD set from John G. Lake's Ministries with Curry Blake, and it has four of the DVDs are SWAT, Spiritual Warfare Apostolic Training. Okay, I've taken all of those. And when I say I take them, I actually have big, meat, spiral binders, and I take notes with, and I'm telling you, you know that thing you used to get in high school? Well, I don't think it happens anymore today, but in the days of us Baby Boomer 2 type people, I'm on the very edge of Baby Boomer 2, 1962. We were raised in a time when, you wrote a lot. You know, the concept was, or the idea was that if you wrote it, it reinforced it in your heart, in your mind, and you learned it better if you wrote it down, which, by the way, is a practice that I put into memorization of scriptures. When I break out my little Scott lamination machine, I have such a huge stack of scriptures. I could literally do I bet you it would be a 3-hour show, maybe only a 2-hour show, of the ones that I have laminated and talk about them, kind of, because it's neat to talk about the scriptures because they're so deep and most people don't see that. And when you do see the spiritual interconnection of the scriptures, particularly between the Old Testament and the New Testament, and you understand how the New Testament supersedes the Old Testament, and we can't do, you have Jesus' time on the earth was essentially the love covenant. It's when love overcame the law. So there's no need for any law business because of love. If we love one another, we don't need any of that jazz. All right. Well, anyway, and don't even get me going on Galatians 3:28. There's neither Jew nor Gentile, slave nor free, man nor woman, but we are all one in Christ. So anyway, and that's, it's amazing to me that anybody can call themselves a pastor or any kind of a Bible teacher and look at that particular scripture and then go back and say everything that's going on over in the fake Israel is true. And it's not. When I say fake Israel, what I'm talking about is that the one that was contrived by the Rothschilds, which is why they have the Star of Remphan. There is no such thing as a Star of David. I tried to tell my sister that so many times. At Christmas time, she liked to hang a big, giant Star of David up. But you can't. To somebody who's interlocked into that world and that way of thinking, you can't change their mind. There's nothing that you can say. If you talk to somebody who fancies themselves as a pastor or whatever the case, and they have made trips over to Israel and sat there and had snacks and cheese curls in front of the West, the Wailing Wall, whatever you want to call it, the Western Wall, they're hooked, man. You can't change their mind. It is so embedded into the very DNA of that individual that there's nothing you can show them. There's nothing. You could show them babies mashed into pieces by, the hammer of Net and Satan and all that kind of Melikowski was proper, and he's not even alive anymore. We've been looking behind the scenes here right now, an awful lot, really, on photographs that are coming out of, supposedly Netanyahu. And we've been, as a consequence, have been collecting, or, whenever something shows up on X when we're doing our doom scrolling, which is like never ending because we're waiting for something to break, this is the longest. If there was a theatrical play, maybe off Broadway or something like that, and they had an intermission that is as long as what we're going through right now, everybody would walk out in the theater. I believe it's a plan of Satan, this long, drawn out, end times intermission concept or whatever that's going on right now. I believe it's to trick people into going back to sleep. Because those of us who are trying our very best to do precisely what Jesus commanded us to do, which is to watch ye therefore. For if you know when, what time the thief was coming, you would be watching. Okay? There's no point where, that was a commandment. Jesus wasn't saying, hey, if you don't mind, would you please watch? There's a whole parable of the fig tree generation, the concept of being able to look around you and the things that are happening across the world. world and know that Jesus is coming is very near. Okay, and that's just one of many places in the Bible. So when you study those things and you spend a lot of time in end times passages like Matthew 24, Luke 21, Mark 13, Revelation chapter 6, Revelation chapter 12, and you start to stitch all of the different parts of it together, it tells a story, and that story is, yes, we're in that fig tree generation right now. There's no escaping it. We are there. Now, whether or not it drags on a whole lot longer is anyone's guess. I mean, for all I know, I'll be, 101. I don't even want to live that long. I don't even understand why do people try so hard to try these new supplements and all kinds of things and, not take any toothpaste that has any, rat poison in it. Well, it's like fluoride, but the same thing. But my point is this. I'm thinking, how much longer do you want to live? Have you ever seen somebody that's suffering from, the normal stuff that happens to people when, when they get into their mid-80s and even older? I mean, my goodness, excuse me, if you came up and said to me, hey, listen, give me $10 and I'm going to let you live to 95, I'd be like, get out of here. Don't come back. Okay, it's like, please, so anyway. So what happened just a few minutes ago? So I had this, so I had the last night I recorded a whole first hour of the program, and it crashed, but it was worse than that. Not only did it crash, I lost the program ultimately. And then I tried to send out the email that I sent out today, last night. Well, then I get this big error message and it's blocking me on my GoDaddy subscription, which, by the way, I spend a fantastic amount of money on. I probably to the tune of about a couple of grand or more each year. Okay. But a lot of that is also for personal use. I have a website set up for my own self at the professional level. So I have two personas. I have Johnny Baptist, which is my radio show name, or my nom de plume for writing articles, or whatever you want to call it, pen name. All right. It's a good thing that the Lord put it upon my heart to set it up that way. So, a matter of fact, when I set up the website in 2009, the Lord placed it upon my heart, just call yourself John Baptist. I was like, okay, fine. I could just literally feel him talking to me. And then I also elected to have an extremely high level of security established on the main website. And when I say extremely, I'm talking about big buck security kind of stuff. Okay, so I'm not going to get into the details, and they just upped me. Okay, GoDaddy got in touch with me and they say, you need to up your game. Your security isn't as good as you think you are. It's all this stuff. It's just never ending. They always want more money for whatever. Well, last night, they ping me again. Boom, big error message. And they wouldn't let me send the email out that I sent out this morning. And I spent some time, of course, after you have a very grueling, high energy day at work and you can't even, you're gritting your teeth, your stress hormones are going out of control and your hair standing up on you. And you're like, and then the next thing that you want to do after that kind of a day of work is a call for technical support, right? Who doesn't love calling technical support? Because really, the first hour is going through AI chatbots. And then, if you're fortunate enough, after enough time, oh, and by the way, you have to have all their secret code numbers. What's your PIN number? What is your account number? If you don't know that, press 4. And it just goes on and on and on. This whole thing about AI taking over all the people answering phones, those kinds of jobs. I think it's bunk. I know that they're doing it. Okay, that's not what I'm not saying that they're not doing it. Okay, what I'm saying is I think that the concept of that working for companies very long is not good. And I'll tell you why. Because what will happen is corporations will flip it over and instead they will use live answers as a competitive advantage. So if you had a choice of two different companies to do business with, one of them made you sit on the phone for an hour pressing buttons, you know, press three if you want to go to the blankety, you know, did you know, and then you have to listen to that, did you know that right now I can do all these different things for you and you don't even have to wait another second. And but if you want to wait or speak in Spanish, press three, you know, and you're just like, it's going to be a competitive advantage for people to be able to talk to a human, because people don't want to talk to chat bots, okay? And I'm planning on being out of here long before they turn into, you know, what do you call them, Terminators or whatever, the T-10,000, you know? That's the last thing we need, and they're already building those things. Can you believe it? It's unreal. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you. We thank you, Father. We praise you, Father. Thank you for giving us the energy, the patience of Job, and the wherewithal to be able to continue to look at the things, and even occasionally, accidentally, not happily, have a large, vivid, color photograph of something going on over in, of course, you know where, at the hands of the synagogue of Satan. And it's stuff that we can't unsee. And Father, we just praise you. We pray that you will anoint us. Father, I ask you to give a tenfold anointing and a blessing for anybody who lifts me up by name in prayers, because boy, oh boy, do I need them. I know that you do too, and I pray for you. Everybody out there, Father, I pray for that anointing. I ask you that anointing rolls down across their entire family and follows them deep into eternity in the name of Jesus. Father, in accordance with Matthew 18:19, where it says, where two or more gathered together on this earth, ask anything in the name of Jesus, it shall be given them. And Father, we're asking more than anything. We're asking a lot. We have a lot on our list. And we believe that when we're going through hard times, that we can rely that your Bible, that your word, Lord Jesus, you are the word. You are the word. And if you are the word, which you are the word, and the word of God does not come back void, then that means we're standing on faith when we're asking you. And we'll just be patient if it doesn't come right away. And we'll be persistent. We'll be just like the persistent widow in Luke 18. We will bug you. Thank you, Jesus, because your word does not come back void, and we believe. Because if we didn't believe, we wouldn't be praying every day and pushing through and pushing through. Thank you, Jesus. And we know you're going to come through for us. We know, because your scripture says, it clearly states that what kind of a father, what good father would give his son a rock when they asked for a fish. And we're asking you for a fish. Please, Father, in the name of Jesus, count us all worthy to escape all these things that we already see heading at us, and stand before our King Jesus. And Father, if it is at all possible, if the barley harvest is allowed to go straight to the wedding supper, so be it. We praise your name and thank you. In Jesus' name we pray and thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Now, so after all that much to do last night, after a while, you know, if you have a bad enough of a day, with lots of stressors and things, which I've been having, they come and they go. Today is a low stress day. Some things are starting to move forward in my world of projects, which is good. And however, because of the breakdown in the various processes and who's who in the zoo at my company, they have now they've already done some cutbacks, and they've already told us to cancel travel plans and stuff like that. So there's a noteworthy financial hit taking place that has never happened at the company that I work for. So you know, it's concerning, but I'm not really too terribly worried about it. I just know that God will come through. He always has. He always has. Sometimes he'll make you go to the point where you're holding the knife above, you know, Isaac. You know, your hand is ready to come, and it's actually in motion, coming down the thrust, and you know that's how far God will push us, to test us, to test our willingness to follow through with the things that we've been commanded of him, by him and our Lord Jesus, and also to push through in prayer. Because there's actually kind of an old saying, I don't know if it was a Charles Spurgeon thing or what, but it goes sort of like this. At the moment that you stop praying and give up for something that you're praying for, a minute later you would have received what you were praying for. In other words, you gave up 1 minute before God was going to let you have it. You got to remember that Satan hasn't been cast down to the earth yet. So he's still up. Refer to Zechariah chapter 3, 1, verses 1 through 5, I think it is, 1 through 4, where it talks about Joshua the high priest and all that. Pay attention to that. Because we operate, you know, that which is bound on earth is bound on heaven, that which is loosed on earth is loosed in heaven, Matthew 18, 18. You got to understand what that's talking about. That's binding clauses in a contract, loosing clauses in a contract, because the new covenant is a contract that supersedes the old covenant. Now, it doesn't supersede the stuff that isn't superseded. You understand what I'm saying? So if all the stuff that's there still counts as long as Jesus didn't override it. All right? So that's cool. But you cannot do what the Zion entities are doing out there, the Zionist entities are doing out there, that do not understand that this is the Khazarian Mafia. They're Ashkenaz. They speak Yiddish. If they speak Hebrew, it's because they're doing it to trick people and to make themselves look more Hebrew, but they're not. This is a very satanic situation. As a matter of fact, I have a audio bite of oh goodness gracious, what's his name? Graham, talking to Richard Nixon, and he's explaining to Richard Nixon that you better watch out because the synagogue of Satan is in operation over in Israel right now, and if they have it their way, they're going to destroy the United States. That's Billy Graham talking to Richard Nixon. That's recorded. And I got another one of Harry Truman saying exactly the same thing. He basically says we set them up with land where Palestine was at. We couldn't move millions of people out of there, you know, and they would kept on demanding more, demanding more, demanding more, demanding more. And I got an audio bite of Harry Truman saying that exact thing. I don't know if I can find it, but too many bouncing off the walls a little bit this afternoon. And what made me grab the microphone suddenly? More than anything, praise God, thank you, Jesus, was that there are all kind of reports coming out right now, at this moment in time. The big stinky Draco, the draconian dung gobbler that is woven its way through the sick, twisted, satanic paradigm to to be able to facilitate what the Chabad Lubavitch Khazarian Mafia wants to have happen over there for the greater Israel and all that kind of stuff. So they can build the Third Solomon's Temple and do all these things. While there are millions of Sons of Jacob Jews out there saying, no, 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 no. We don't want nothing to do with that. But the problem is American Christianity doesn't understand that. So they don't understand how the New Testament supersedes the Old Testament. They don't get any of that. They don't get it. They don't understand that the New Testament is Jesus' love covenant to the world. All right? They don't get that. How they don't get that, I don't know. How they can claim to be a pastor or a preacher or whatever, I'm sorry, man, but I'm absolutely blown away by that. I can't understand how anybody can think it's okay to kill tens of thousands of babies. Oh, yes, I was blessed with getting to see yet another photograph of smashed babies not too far before, not too many minutes before I started the program. But what really triggered me to start the recording of this right now, other than the fact that I'm bored, you know, there's nothing that I can do with my work stuff because people are out and there's prerequisites and all kinds of nonsense that has to be done. But anyway, out started coming a bunch of new reports. And the reports, essentially they said that Axios has posted, and of course, Truth Social, Trump, you know, the entity that refers to itself as Trump. Actually, he's been a draconian, a Draco now for many, many, many years. Many years. I mean, way before there were any presidential, none of that. He's been that for a long, long time. Anyway, as a matter of fact, there are a lot of people that believe that anybody who's a billionaire is definitely already converted to a Draco through the Druzing process, which we'll talk about in a little bit. All right. Try to find that on some of the other radio shows that you listen to. All you're going to hear is a bunch of people that picked up a microphone. They haven't been doing it for 5 years. They haven't been doing it for 10 years. And they're out there talking about all kind of stuff. And you're going to hear their opinion. All there is out there right now is speculation. Nobody knows why the intermission is this long. Nobody does. They're claiming, and when I say they, I'm talking about the entities of darkness. They are claiming right now that there's a final decision being made at this moment of time where Draco T is meeting with some, you know, very important people, you know, the two or three that he hasn't fired yet. And anyway, and making this final official, you know, position statement about what's going to go on with Iran. And but at the same time, you got Ben Gavir and the new fake Netanyahu that's infinitely more thin and frail looking, does not have the build. He doesn't have as big of a nose. He has the ears and some other stuff, but boy, he looks like he's anorexic. You can really tell. It was like when the 7-foot Biden came out. I know a lot of you remember that. That was a real serious turning point. The people that were like on the fence about whether or not there were bunches of fake Bidens, when the 7-foot one came walking out of the White House on the porch beside Jill, and there was like a 3-foot distance between the top of his head and whatever fake Jill's head. As a matter of fact, they said it leaked out that that wasn't even Jill at the time, that she was actually over visiting something in the Middle East or whatever. So that was even a fake Jill. They have fakes of everything. They have body doubles of everything. Then they've got, you know, it's just, it's awful. It's an awful time to be alive, really, especially when you're awake and aware of these things. I praise God that we are awake and aware. I would not want to be praying and crying before the Lord for Satanists that murder babies. Who would want to do that? And how are you going to face Jesus? You know, I figure that each one of them, out of their ignorance, they'll be held innocent. But at some point, Jesus has got to sit down with them somewhere and say, you know, you did really good, but you kind of dorked it up real bad the last couple of years. You know what I mean? Kind of get the good news with the not as good news. Anyway, praise God. So anyway, I'm just musing about the whole thing. But anyway, the report started to fly across X like crazy. They were claiming that Axios had a report that they were going in for the final determination memorandum of understanding about this agreement that's supposedly been going on. But like right now, if you go to the Tasnim, Iranian news agency, Tasnim.ir, it's not even coming up. It's blocked. Okay, it just comes up with, I cannot reach that website. All the sources of information out there that are claiming that there's even any inkling of some type of an attempt, okay, for an agreement are not, there's nothing there. It's a void that's bigger than a black hole. Okay, so and every time that anybody with any understanding of what's going on looks at the, you know, what Iran's expectations are, you know immediately, even if you read half the list, maybe there's 10 items on the list, and you just read half the list, you will come very quickly to the conclusion that there's no way they're going to, this is an impasse. They will not agree on this. It's never going to happen. So all these claims about agreements, they're lies. They're lies from a megalomaniac. From a very sick individual. It's awful. And those of us who are awake and aware about these things, it's sickening. It's very, very, very sickening. And it's like, sometimes you just, it takes a toll on you. You really get to the point where you just can't take it anymore. You don't want to hear the voice. You don't want to hear anything. And it's just because it's nauseating. It's like listening to Satan himself talk. And I don't want to listen to Satan talk. So anyway, what we got is the synagogue of Satan doing exactly what Harry Truman warned about, Billy Graham warned about to the White House. All this stuff is happening right now. We're living it. Can you imagine Billy Graham would be warning about such a thing all the way back during the Nixon administration? Wow. So this has been well known for a very, very long time. The people that are duped are essentially being duped by Schofield, who was essentially another paid by the Satanists. He was paid by the Satanists. Matter of fact, Sister Vera dug up a white paper of sorts, and I hope she has a copy. I think I downloaded it, but I'm not sure. But anyway, that spoke about, and I think you could type into Google, Schofield's connection to the Rothschilds or something like that, or Schofield's connection to Satanism or something like that. You'll get hits, and you'll have to go in and discern which ones are believable. But when you read the Schofield-isms, it's essentially what evangelical so-called Christianity believes in the United States of Babylon the Great. You ever wonder why the United States of Babylon the Great and Israel are the two most judged countries in the entire Holy Bible? Yep. Most judged. This country will burn from sea to shining sea in less than an hour from submarine-launched Russian nuclear missiles. Now, I do not know to what degree that will happen to the lands of Israel. Maybe not. Maybe something else will happen in regard to that. God will maybe be, our Father maybe will handle it in a different way. But what I do know is that Russia takes a 60% loss from the Ohio-class submarines of the United States because they're on auto fire. Okay, they have protocols. If they don't get their little beep, 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 everything's good and happy signal, they just go on auto fire. Okay, they break the things and they turn the keys and they launch. They have predetermined targets programmed into the Ohio class Trident II, nuclear missiles. So anyway, enough of that. But that's why you hear, that's why it says the sky will roll up like a like a scroll in Revelation 6:12. Well, that's a humongous global thermonuclear war. That's what it's talking about. The only way you're going to see a sky roll up like a scroll is when a nuclear bomb goes off. So go to YouTube, type in nuclear tests, and maybe you'll be able to find the Bikini Atoll test. One of those films actually had, it looked to me like thousands of UFOs flying up out and away from the nuclear blast. Okay, so there's no question at all that the so-called aliens have a very deep, deep interest in anything nuclear. That's why my prediction is that at the point that this fighting that we're seeing happening right now goes nuclear, even to a small degree, my feelings are that soon thereafter, that's going to be the trigger. That's going to be bam, it's going to happen right away. Now, how fast? Could it be 2 weeks? Could it be a month? I don't know. I just don't know. But once this Earth goes nuclear, they're going to come. And the proof that we have about that is just endless. Maybe I'll be bored this weekend and I'll start playing some of the stuff that we have, some of the audio clips, because it's important. It's real important. But, so anyway, well, I just have to take it a step at a time. Praise God. So anyway, so in the midst of all of this clamor and claims, and Axios is a CIA front, Google is owned and operated by the CIA. Actually, all of them are. And don't think for a minute that X isn't. The only thing that's a little bit different about X is that they have had a very, very difficult time fully censoring it. Okay, I don't think that's because, a lot of people will kind of bark at Elon Musk, but Elon Musk does not own X anymore. If you go out and you look at the ownership of X, all right, which is Twitter, all right, you will find that he's only a large stakeholder. He doesn't control it anymore. Other people do. So anyway, there's a lot of that noise going on right now, but at this moment in time, there at the social media-osphere is on fire. okay, with all these lies coming from the Master Draco magician, filthy entity from the bowels of Sheol. Now, all that being said, all right, I thought to myself, while all these lies are being told, I just couldn't take it. That pushed me over the cliff as far as whether or not I was going to fire up a show now or wait until maybe tomorrow morning. Because I always like to have something significant, material. And when I say material, I'm talking about materiality associated with corporate audit and financial paperwork. It has to do with whether or not it's going to impact the profitability to a point where the stockholders get mad. That's essentially what it means. Otherwise, it's immaterial. Okay. So if you have a cybersecurity attack and you lost, you know, you're getting fined, you know, $50 million, is it going to hurt your bottom line? And if it does, then it's a material finding. All right. Well, materiality to us is whether or not it's truthful, okay, and confirmable, truthful and confirmable, and B, does it contribute to the end game that we already know that we're heading into and we're a part of even right now? Okay, so the building up to World War III, anything. Like, for example, right now, if, you know, my favorite global leader, who is it? Maloney out of Italy, okay? It, you know, she comes out and says, you know, we're going to, you know, do this, or we're going to draw up a memorandum of understanding with Germany or whatever for war activities against Russia. That would be material, because world war requires lots of countries to be involved. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a world war. All right. So anyway, and the First World War and the Second World War, interestingly, came out of Germany, but it was the other side that had all the different countries going back after them. All right. Well, anyway, enough of the history lesson. What I wanted to do is open up with this, because this came out. I was very happy that this came out. It came out. Oh, my. Best guess? 8 minutes after social media just lit up with lies. Axios is predicting and memorandum of understanding, and there's a meeting at the White House and all this other stuff, and yeah. And, you know, AI generated Draco images of the entity dancing around in the White House with money falling from the sky because he manipulated the White House. Everybody knows that he's manipulating the stock market, and it's a big scam. He's a swindler. And a baby murderer. And a baby rapist. Oh, my goodness. I still got photographs of several of the Epstein files that leaked out. I was reading one of them today because I was like, oh, the very idea. Anyway, I don't even want to go there. I don't want to think about it. It's too horrible. All right. Oh, and by the way, Babylonian Talmud, which the Khazarian Mafia love, the Chabad Lubavitch Synagogue of Satan, they adore the Babylonian Talmud. And it has scriptures right in there and says, you know, if you want to do horribly bad things to small little babies and children, have at it. Enjoy. And then you got people out there that are making commentaries about some of the things that have come out of the Synagogue of Satan. And they're like, you know, making a big fuss about, well, Netanyahu said he was going to go after Amalek. And then they imply, and Amalek is the Palestinians. And I'm like thinking to myself, you really need to do your homework a little bit better before you take your big show with all your listeners and tell a lie. Even if you didn't mean to. Okay? But unfortunately, that's one of the reasons why I do warn people out there that when you're probing around on the internetosphere, be careful. Because the chances are that as much as you deeply adore that radio show or that talk show host or whatever the case is, there's a real, real good chance that what they're saying is not true. It's not confirmed. It doesn't line up with the Bible. They're missing key elements of their understanding, just like the ones that we're talking about, Amalek being Palestine. That is false. As far as the hardcore kill everybody, Babylonian Talmud, do bad things to children in underground tunnels in New York City, as far as those entities are concerned, everybody is Amalek. You're Amalek. I'm Amalek. The person sitting beside you is Amalek. Your mother's Amalek. All 350 million people that are in the United States of America, minus a few, are, AIPAC, of course, you have to rule them out. But they're Amalek. And, of course, the entire Congress of the United States of America, they're exempt. But everybody else is Amalek. That's the problem. People only, they deal with half-truths, and then they go out and they do a whole radio show, and they speculate. And they don't know stuff that they need to know to be able to even levy that speculation. And then people are sitting there listening to it, and don't think that it doesn't affect you, because it does. It does. When you sit back and listen to a podcast, and you might think I'm a raving lunatic. You may very, I actually, one of the girls I work with, I found out she's a Christian, and that just pulls my string, and got talking about all kinds of things. Then I regret it later because I probably scared the heck out of her. When you mention aliens and they get really quiet, it's like, whoopsie daisy. That happened to me with a very, very well-known internet personality. He has his own show, but he also has a very limited understanding of things. But anyway, when you're listening, just remember, they're speculating. They're guessing, and they probably don't have the whole story. Because that stuff finds its way into your subconscious mind. And it embeds itself there. And you may not remember where you heard it, but you heard it. And sometimes when you fall asleep in your chair listening to a program, the how deep it embeds, that information embeds into your subconscious, is much, much more impactful. Because you're in a state of almost like it's a state of quasi-hypnosis. If you're in a state of REM sleep or slightly above light, the light stage, you're in a hypnotic state. And I'm telling you, folks, that the things that are being said later on, maybe a week later, 2 weeks later, 6 months later, you're going to believe it. You may not remember who said it, but you're going to believe it. And that's kind of risky. There's a lot of things that we don't want to believe. So at least stay awake when you're listening to whoever it is you're listening to. And remember, there's a 99.9% chance that they're missing major parts of the storyline. They're missing some prophecies. They're missing some dreams. It's their understanding of the end times doesn't line up right. And then that gets in your head, into your soul, while you're in a hypnotic state. And you're going to get confused. So at least stay awake. And remember to put it on a shelf. Because, folks, the stuff that hits my ears, I mean, I have to try so hard to just avoid listening to anything that's out there. Because almost all of it is inaccurate. It's either inaccurate, or it's, a little bit of leaven spoils the whole lump kind of thing. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And on that note, let's go ahead and blast in to what we have to talk about today.
Not normal.
All right. So the Lord was very kind to me, because when all the buffoonery was happening and the King of Jackanapes was jumping around and all the AI was coming out and people, oh gosh, man, it's amazing how people, I don't want to use the word, I'll use this term, suck his toes. How about that? They lick his toes. They lick in between his toes. It's just so horrible. There are people that I have to deal with that are, and I block a lot of them. I just can't take it anymore. But you know what they're doing? They're getting rid of the other people. Now, how are they doing that? Since they can't censor everything item by item, what they're doing is they're, I don't know what they call it, but the people that are monetized, because remember, all the people that you're listening to, if they're on Rumble, if they're on, you know, whatever they're on, Rumble, YouTube, whatever, they're monetized. You got it? They're making their living off of what they're sharing with you. And if they don't keep you coming back, they can't pay their car payment. They can't pay their mortgage. You understand? It's just like a pastor in an empty church. He needs that collection plate full. Hopefully he's tithing out of it to a mission, because if he's not, he's going to be very sad when he gets to heaven. But anyway, so the Lord was very kind to me today as I was sitting here trying to keep my hand off the shrimp fork. Kids, help me here, the shrimp fork. Oh, no. I know. It's okay, thank you. That helped a lot. Oh, phew. I put it down. I'm safe for right this moment. I'm safe at this moment. Kids, are you still there? Is everything cool? Spanky, is it all good? What's on the sign, Spanky? What's on the sign? Okay, that's cool. Okay, so Spanky's in a good mood. Everybody's in a good mood. Let's tally. Let's go on. Let's move forward. All right, so praise God. So here is what the Lord gave me as a little bit of a gift. So right after this explosion of lies started washing over the internet like a 1,000-foot tsunami, which of course was driving me absolutely crazy. And I thought to myself, maybe I better wait till tomorrow to do a show. Because I'm the king of procrastination. Thinking that something big is going to break. I want to, you know, do the radio show after the big news breaks. And, you know, when the news is going to come out in big news, you know, you don't know. You just don't know. Sometimes you make so much fuss over it, you think it's going to be big news. And then you get there and it's like, you can't make it through two sentences before you are slammed into a coma. So anyway, the Lord gave me this little blessing. So as I was looking to see how deep the lies go, how many news organizations were supporting the lies, rebroadcasting the lies, turning the lies into a type of a internet-based virus, tricking hundreds of countries, absolute lies. The Lord gave me a little gem. And here it is. I'm going to play it for you. Hold on a second. Let me just double check my... Oh, yeah. My volume is way too low. Okay, so I'm looking, making sure. Looks good. And here we go. This is a program from Redacted. Listen to this.
Well, President Trump missed his son Don Jr.'s wedding over the weekend to work on a peace deal with Iran. Now, leaders in the United States, including J.D. Vance and Secretary of State Marco Rubio, were rushed to the White House. And so we thought maybe it was going to be a groundbreaking peace deal. But it looks like he missed that wedding for nothing, because that peace deal has already turned violent. Now, the U.S. says it launched self-defense strikes in Iran while claiming they were attacking mine-laying boats. So yet again, the U.S. says it can strike first and claim self-defense, like it's been doing since President Trump took office in Iran. Now, CENTCOM told reporters this does not mean the ceasefire is over. Iran says, yeah, it kind of does. You were firing at us. That's not what a ceasefire is.
All right. I just got to jump in there and say something. Did you hear that? And right now, you can't get to the Tasnim news agency in Iran. And they even have an auto switch on Taz. So it's TASNIM, Tasnim.ir. That's their official news agency in Iran. It's blocked. It's shut down. They have it blocked probably on purpose, because they don't want to hear any of the lies. All right. So anyway, I had to jump in because This is the kind of news that's coming out all the time, but you got to catch it. You got to have like a chameleon eye looking over there and go, wait, what's that? And you go, wow, this was just released by blank, you know, whoever, the Tasneem News Agency or whatever. But it's, no, there's never been, not once, not a single confirmation, only denials, if anything was ever said. And you know what? The people that were coming on regularly from Iran and showing up on all kinds of radio shows, like, you know, Judge Napolitano's, you know, defending freedom and all that, they're not coming out anymore. They're quiet. You can't find them. Now, if they've been blocked or censored or whatever, I do not know the answer to that. All I can tell you is you can't find them anymore. So what Natalie is saying here on Redacted is really very important to pay attention to, because this is precisely how Iran behaves. So anything else that you're hearing from the dancing dinosaur, that whatever, you know, right? Don't pay any attention to it. It's all trickery. It's Satanism on steroids. All right, here we go.
In fact, Iran says that they have downed many U.S. drones in their airspace, and that this is not what a ceasefire is. I don't know what they think it is, but that's not what it is. Here is a video that was released by Iranian state media showing the downed drone. Take a look.
وقتی آرش‌های پدافند کمان بکشند، پهپاد گران قیمت آمریکا این گونه مانند زایاتی بار قایق می‌شود.
So how many times can the US
So let me translate that for you, because I'm really good at Farsi. Those doggone Americans fired this big doggone... No, I'm kidding. It's a joke. Okay. It's funny. Ha ha. Kids, did you think it was funny? Okay. At least somebody did.
Bomb Iran while looking them straight in the eye at peace talks, because peace talks are still happening in Pakistan. Have you lost count? How many times? This is now five. Five times that there has been bombing while at the same time. Peace talks, so okay. Meanwhile, Israel has launched Operation Arrows of Fire into Lebanon. That happened just on Monday with the full backing of the United States. Now, there are reports of evacuations taking place in Beirut and in northern Israel. Schools have all gone to remote learning for the time being, and they say until further notice, because they are intending to strike up to upscale their attacks in Lebanon. Now, Iran has demanded many times that Israel withdraw from Lebanon as part of any peace deal, but Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says, nope. He flatly says, we will not do that. He says, we are not taking our foot off the gas.
Anyway, I really think at this point, 2 minutes and 18 seconds into a 10-minute bit, you've got the gist of things. Okay. Supposedly, according to the timestamps on X, that was uploaded to X 3 hours ago. The problem is I've had it up on my screen for probably another hour, so it's probably pushing 4 hours, 5 hours, whatever the case is. So if you were producing the Redacted program, would you upload something that's completely irrelevant and meaningless, you know, literally just a few hours after the dancing dinosaur, you know? Would you? No, of course you wouldn't. You'd want to maintain a little bit of credibility. All right. So since I happen to be there right now, okay, hold on a second. Oh, this is great. Oh, 17 minutes ago, supposedly, this was posted. I don't know if I believe that. The timestamps are very deceiving sometimes. Oh, man, I got to read this one to you. Looky here. The Lord's just downloading good stuff. Thank you, Jesus. All right, so according to this particular post, it's a Mario Nofel post. It says, and I'm going to quote it to you, okay? The Dancing Draconian, it doesn't say that, but I'm putting that in there, okay? Because I don't want to say the name. It makes me very sick. As a matter of fact, you know, it's like, now I can't even say I have a blank card up my sleeve. You know what I mean? Because it's the same, it sounds the same. Anyway, whatever. So anyway, Mario Nofel has a post right here, supposedly went up 17 minutes ago. I don't know. But it says Trump announced a deal. Iran announced a different deal. Same negotiation, same day, completely different terms. Trump's version is Hormuz opens for free, Iran's nuclear materials get destroyed, and the blockade, the U.S. ship blockade, is lifted. Iran's version is $12 billion will be released immediately before anything moves. Lebanon ceasefire on Hezbollah's terms. Nobody agreed to free passage or uranium destruction. One of them is describing a deal that doesn't exist yet. Or maybe both are. And that's supposedly according to the FARS news agency. So that's a news agency that's out of the Middle East. All right. So let me see here. I forget who they are. FARS news. There we go. I just want to make sure I got the right country. Oh, wait. Okay. Fair enough. So the FARS. Wait a minute. Let's see if it's up. Okay, so they got FARS. FARS is available. Okay, but Tasnim in Iran is not available. All right, so that's a very good place to go is FARSnews.ir. If you want to see, well, any inkling of the truth. So anyway, when that person posted that post from the FARS News that I just read to you, that came from the inside of Iran. So, anyway, we're just going around and around and around she goes. You know what I mean? Where it stops, nobody knows. I mean, it's absolutely, totally crazy. All right, let's see here. Looking for, All right, going to move on. Now, I could play this little clip right here where it's got, it's 50 seconds. Okay, all right. I'm going to play it for you because it's only 50 seconds long. Because I want to hear, I want you to hear a highly satanic demoniac, all right, telling a bunch of young men that they're going to go die. And he's standing right in front of the Navy and the soldiers here.
And when you do your job, the adversaries know what's coming for them. And that's when they either step up and meet the fury of the American military or back down, and you create a whole bunch of options for America and the president with what he wants to execute on behalf of the American people. So right now, hey, Iran has a choice. Meet at the table with the president and give up their nuclear program. And as the president said, I'm lost on time, 2 days ago now, in the cabinet meeting, I'm sitting right next to him. He looks in the camera and says, well, Iran can either do it the right way with a deal across the table, or they can deal with my guy on the left. That happened to be me. But it's not me, it's you guys. It's what you're ready to do. It's what the. And when you.
Okay. So, always remember when you listen to this program to keep a bucket nearby. I do. No, I'm just kidding. All right. Anyway, it's sickening, isn't it? I can't believe we're at the 57-minute mark already. Boy, time does fly. Got so much to cut. But I wanted to get that, the information that I just gave you, with sources out there in a timely fashion. If I waited till tomorrow and nothing happens and the dancing dinosaur just keeps on playing his little game that everybody, you know, chimes in on and, you know, whatever, and wants to be a part of, and Newsmax loves it, and, you know, anybody who tells the truth is a pariah and they're treated horribly and they're, it's just, it's the world that we live in right now, and it's really, really horrible. But we got to hang in there. You definitely don't want to jump ship. You want to keep your eye on the Jesus ball. Stay close to him. You've got to look. Psalm 91. Read the first verse. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. All right, you following along with me? So it sets a condition. Our Father God and our Lord Jesus are quid pro quo. Okay? Quid pro quo is, I'll do this for you if you do that for me. It's kind of like an old Janet Jackson song. What have you done for me lately? Oh, whatever. I can't impersonate Janet Jackson. I sound terrible. I can't impersonate anybody. Maybe Rodney Dangerfield. Just once I want someone to drive past my car without pointing to a tire. Oh, well, I probably goofed that one up too. All right, so anyway, I think the most important point at hand is what we covered in this first hour, because it's a cycle of lies. And we don't really have any idea when it's going to end or if it's going to end. Because as long as millions of dollars are raining down from the sky into the pocket of the dancing dinosaur, we should call him Barney, huh? Nah, I don't want to insult Barney. Anyways, but you know what I'm saying? As long as that's happening, this big, humongous dog and pony show, and all these people just sitting there like panting dogs going, oh, wow, oh, wow, he's playing 5D chess. No, it's 6D chess. Yes. Oh, he's so... Oh, my goodness. Anyway, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for joining with the first hour. We'll cover a bunch of other things. The druzing process, is that right? It's not the droning process. The druzing process, which is how evidently they create new reptilians. And the tie-in back to the black eye, we'll talk a little bit about that. And I think a lot of the stuff that I put in the email from this morning, a lot of that has expired. And that does happen sometimes. So I get kind of frustrated when the emails won't go out on a timely fashion and I have technical difficulty, like last night, because everything's on a time clock. Tick-tock, it's going down. Tick, tick, tick. Can I play this Douglas McGregor? No, I can't. I can't play it because it's no longer valid. So what happens is I've got this big portfolio of stuff that I want to play for you. But when anything breaks, or I can't send out an email, or I can't activate, or Audacity messes up, or the computer goes wonky, my hands are tied. You might as well put a zip tie on my hand and just set me in a corner with a dunce cap facing the wall. Please don't make me bend over and put my nose in the circle on the blackboard. That is just a very uncomfortable position, and I've never had to do it. Thank goodness. Although I probably deserved it a bunch of times. Hallelujah. All right. Praise God. So anyway, on that note, I'm pleased that, you know, this program has the most important stuff in it and a live demonstration of it indeed. And then, so when I say there ain't no deal being cut, there's no deal being cut. There ain't no dagnabbit deal being cut. But Newsmax. But Fox News. But Jesse Waters. But this. But that. But the other person that I listen to on his radio show said. I think you get it. Praise God. Be careful what you listen to. You just might remember it. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And on that note, we'll see you on the second hour.